Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Fry this beef stew. Fry this beef stew.
Damn. Look at my wrist, I'm cocky. Yeah. Look at my RD, I'm driving. Ayy. Look at the drink, got me cocky. What? Cocky? What? Cocky? What? Look at my heart and my body. Yeah. Look how I got him and watch it. Yeah. Look at the rollie, he got me. Yeah. Cocky? Yeah. Cocky? Yeah. Let me go ahead, flex on him real quick. Look at my fit, watch how this drip. Big ho, sick, gotta call a big lift. On the big shit, night ho, big piss. I'm flying this thing, that's on business. Your nigga hand over the
bang.
I'm giving them Beth for no reason. No drama, no Mary, they singing. This whip I be whipping, be screaming. This drip I be drinking, be gleaming. So icy, I should be an Eskimo. Alas, and I'm cold in these jeans. I'm smart with the money like I did for wishes. Love getting like a premonition. Ball like it's nothing, like Spartan, like Pippin, like Jordan, like Griffin, like whipping the stick. Look at my booty, I'm cocky. Look at my RD, I'm driving. Look at the drink, got me cocky. Cocky, cocky. Look at my heart and my body. Look how I got him and watch it. Look at the world that he got me. Cocky, cocky. I'm so cocky. Money all in my wallet. You can't stop it. Running to the top like Rocky.
Come on.
Drip game big, Jupiter's better. Shades are cocky, otters are flat. If winning is a game, I repeat the pattern. Got mini rain, universe better. This is out clowning, you deserve left. 390, 21st chef. Yeah, sticky man, kidnap, grab. Rubbing my hand, burn me, clap. Hey.
Can I just get what I want? Stupid up question, of course I can get what I want.
Bitch, look a mad, so see me price. Look at my wrist, I'm cocky. Look at my RD, I'm driving. Look at the drug, got me cocky. Cocky, cocky. Look at my heart and my body. Look how I got him and watch it. Look at the world that he got me. Cocky, cocky.
Hey, hey, look at this drug.
Rishi, I'm cocky.
Cocky.
Look at my RD, I'm driving.
Cocky.
Look at the drip, got me cocky.
Cocky.
Cocky. Cocky. Look at my heart and my body.
Cocky.
Look how I got him and watch it.
Cocky.
Look at the rollie, he got me.
Cocky.
Cocky.
Radio in the building, live from Harlem. It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. We got a dope hot show for y'all. But before I get into anything, make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at capital letters Beef Stu Radio number 11. Follow me on Facebook on facebook.com DJ Big Stu, and also follow me on Instagram on Beef Stu 110. All right. Y'all make sure y'all go to that Roku TV channel. Make sure y'all check out Beef Stew Radio TV. We got all the TVs out. We got all the TV shows, the underground TV shows. We got the web series. We got the movies. We got the music videos. We got all that up there. So make sure y'all support that. Go add that joint and make sure you rate that joint on your smart devices and your Apple joints and your smart TV. All right. So, but today, we got a special guest in the building. This one is going to be a good one. We got Tasha Scott, actress and singer, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Welcome to the show.
In the building. What's up, y'all? What's up, Beef Stew Radio? What's up, Harlem?
All right. What's good? What's good? Oh, man, you don't
what's
even know.
Good?
I don't even know where to start with you right now, but I want to start back, like, to the South Central. Like, you know, that was, like, my favorite show. Like, so it's really, like, an honor to interview you right now.
Let's go.
So how did it start? Like, how did you go to get to South Central? Like, how did that whole started for you?
Wow. Okay, so you took me there, but I'm going to rush you, like, forward in my career, how I got that. I had already been doing some wonderful things in the industry, you know, a few TV shows or whatever. But South Central was actually my first sitcom that I had that I wasn't a guest star. I was actually one of the main characters, main star. And, you know, just, you know, same thing, how everybody go out for a job interview. I went out for the interview, and when I walked in there, my lovely brother, Lorenz Tate, was sitting there, and we was actually in school together. I was in school with his brother and my brothers, and so the chemistry with us, just, it was just so perfect. So when I walked in there, he was like, Spence, Tosh, I was like, Rins, bruh, what's up? So they was watching the whole chemistry go down, and they just liked the way it was, and they was like, she's in, she's golden, she's going to be our Tosh from South Central. So, you know, that's how that happened. And then, you know, we did the 10 episodes, and of course it got canceled, but, you know, we did make a big impact on the world with South Central, you know?
Mm-hmm. And some people say, like, y'all actually are, like, Moesha is the spinoff of y'all, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of came through your show. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely, because it was the same writers and the producers, Ralph Farquhar and the whole team. They was on South Central, and then they just moved on over there. So, you know, it was just like a wonderful thing how it all just came together, both of the shows. Of course, it did look alike. But you know what? There was just a beautiful message in both of the shows. So, absolutely. It was a marriage.
Now, The Wiz. Let's talk about that. Like, that's a crazy one, too. That's like one of those roles or one of them things you get that's like, it's almost like being in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Yes. Especially coming behind one of the greats, you know, guys, a name sister of mine, I'm a little nervous, but that's okay. I don't never really get nervous. But, you know, it was just a wonderful thing to actually experience that. That was my first ever stage play. And I was just like, I don't know if I can do that. Stephanie Mills, there we go. See, my mind is waking up. Stephanie Mills, just to follow in her footsteps is just like just a wonderful experience to have done The Wiz, to follow in her footsteps. And, of course, my idol, the movie, The Wiz, Diana Ross. But like I said, that was my first actual stage play. I was very nervous about it because you cannot cut and go. You see what I'm saying? You have to just keep going, and you just have to improvise. And I'm like, hello, I'm not an improviser. But then you know what? They say never. Just get in it and just let it flow. You just got to let the magic flow. So, yeah, it was a big experience. We did about 3 months. It was me, Tony Terry, CeCe Peniston, Peebo Bryson, and Howard Hewitt was the main I can't forget about Grace Jones! was the main characters, and of course I played the lovely Dorothy on the Yellow Brick Road, and all the wonderful cast from the Scarecrow to the Lion. It was such a great, 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 great cast, and it was a wonderful experience for me just to be able to get up there and do a big production like that, a stage play, and not be behind a camera, but be in front of a live audience. And, you know, it just let myself shine.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, you know, being a veteran, you could say you're a veteran in the game. What made you like, you know, like the singing? Was singing always there? And we just didn't know we seen you acting first?
Singing is my first love. Singing is my passion. I started out singing at the age of 5, and I went professional at 8 in Louisville, Kentucky. And I got so big there that I made the big move to Los Angeles. And I thought I was going to come here and be on, you know, solid gold, Soul Train. And then I got to hearing the talks of Oh, she needs to be on TV. She needs to be on the Jeffersons, 227, all those wonderful shows that were out back then. And I was like, wait, what is that? I know I can't act. I don't know. They was like, listen, baby girl, if you're going to be in the industry, you got to learn how to do it all. Are you a triple threat or not? And I was like, hell yeah. I was triple threat. Let me take it on. So, like I said, my first love is my music. And I just got into the acting. I got an agent, and she just believed in me. She just told me to be myself and keep that, and I'll never fail. And that's what I've been doing ever since I got to Los Angeles when I was 10, just being myself, loving my music, loving my acting, and just, you know, just taking it on. And it just worked so well for me because everything that I actually did in the acting field, I was blessed to be able to sing and dance and do comical and drama. So it's just, as they say, that's what you call a triple threat. You know, I don't really back down from anything. I may not can do it, but I'll sure prove to you I can.
Yeah, you did it, man, because you was on a lot of stuff. You know, I just forgot about the 227s and the Amens, you know. You was doing your thing, definitely, for a long time, and singing. Now, while all that was going on, like, what was you, like, do you do anything, like, do you have fashion clothes, or do you got any other businesses other than, you know, being creative?
At that time, no, but now just with the whole new wave of how everything is going, it's all about the fashion, it's all about the jewelry, it's all about, you know, your hair and all that. So, you know, I dibble and dabble a little bit, so I'm trying to create something that I could do that's me, that's passionate, that's Moonchild. You know, like I always say, you know what you can do, then just do it. You know, it's really no blueprint to a gift that you have. If you got the gift, just start doing it, then everything will just come and manifest itself. So yeah, I'm probably dibbling dabbling in some jewelry, some clothes, some hair.
That's up. Now you got the joint. Here We Go. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, the inspiration behind Here We Go was just I was just sitting there with the writer, which was me and Eben, and I was just like, you know, I just want to just write about how love feels when you do things spontaneous, like just taking a trip down to Paris and Rio, you know, you just in love and you just do things spontaneous, you know how you be in that young love or that old school love, and you just say, hey, let's just take the trip. Hey, let's just make love in the car. You know what I'm saying? Just do it spontaneously. So that's how they came about. Here we go.
All right, so we're going to get into that joint. We got her in the building, Tasha Scott, actress, singer. Y'all know her. Let's get into this joint. It's hot. It's called Here We Go, Beef Stew Radio.
Together like right now, so tell me if you with it. I just lost a plane ticket. Me, you, oh yeah, that's winning. And it don't matter where we go, whether passport or Rico, passport stamps to Rio, all the way down. Here we go, we go. Yeah, when we have a dream, up in the club with you, that's all I need. Your arms around me, I feel like I'm free. Let me put you in a nice Cali king. I wanna take you wherever you please. Ocean to ocean, babe, deep down in me. Riding the wave that I want you to see. All the way down, here we go. Going down on me like tidal waves. Back and forth all night, I gotta say.
when we go hard, it's a symphony. Yeah, when we have a dream, up in the club with you, that's all I need. Your arms around me, I feel like I'm free. Let me put you in a nice Cali King. I wanna take you wherever you please. Ocean to ocean, babe, deep down in me. Riding the wave that I want you to stay. All the way down, here we go.
Tasha Scott, that joint is dope. Really, really dope.
Thank you.
Moonchild is an EP, right?
Yes, Moonchild is an EP. But now I'm also calling myself the Moonchild. I'm a Cancer, July the 16th. So that's a Moonchild.
Oh,
Moonchild, Wild Child.
I'm June 24th. We both Cancer.
I see what I'm saying, so Moonchild Boy.
Get with the movement. I'm definitely gonna get with the movement now. Now,
I want to
ask you about when was the first time that you knew that you know you wanted to be a singer? Who are some of the who were some of your influences that got you there?
Wow, the first time I knew that I wanted to be a singer, I have to take you back. I was 5 years old, and I was sitting there watching, you know, Solid Gold, Soul Train, and all of that. And I was looking at, you know, all the greats from Earth, Wind, & Fire to Commodores, Temptations, Patti LaBelle, Whitney Houston, you know, all those greats. Diana Ross, who's just my everything, her, and Natalie Cole. Oh, my God, they're just like, they really influenced me to want to really just, like, say, hey, I can do that, and I can be just like them. And, you know, so they influenced me from the age of 5 years old. And like I said, I went professional at 8 with it. I got in some talent shows in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, I was turned down, and I went ran home crying and told my mom that I wanted to sing. And she knew that I could sing. So she was like, I didn't say nothing but a word to her. So she just took off running with my career, and she locked me in that room day in and day out, learning them songs off of them 45s. That's what I used to sing off of. And from there, it just took off. It just took off in Kentucky all the way here to Los Angeles. So my influence was really like all the greats back in the day. My favorites is Diana Ross and Natalie Cole. And, you know, that's just how I got started, just in the project, watching TV, and knew deep down in my heart that I could do it.
I feel that. Now, who are some of the people that, like, worked on you on Moonchild EP, like some of the artists, some of the producers, writers?
Well, it was just a few of us. It was just me, a young guy by the name of Eben, a young guy by the name of Jared Gibson, and me and my wonderful team, Lamar Tribble, and, of course, my children had a little influence in on it, you know. Hey, mama, say that line. Mama, no, that's not hip, you know. So that's really the team right there. That's really where the magic came from, and myself. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no big old, like, drawn-out producers and writers. You know what I'm saying? If you, like I said, if you got the gift in you, you got to let your gift manifest and just let it fly, let it go.
All right. Now you have another song called Magic. What was the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, Magic. That's my favorite one off the EP. Magic. The inspiration behind Magic, it had to do a whole lot with the first verse, it kind of like hit towards the death of my mom. After my mom passed away, I just said, you know what, this is just how I feel right here on this first verse. And then the second verse, it was like having the safety of your loved one being there with you, like your partner being there with you, just to, you know, just to make you feel good after you, you know, you're going through a hard time in your life. So magic is just basically me saying to myself, just I just want to be out in the universe and just allow myself to just float and fly like a fireball, a wild child, you know. So that's where magic came in. And magic also is within me. I like to give magic to people. I love it, uplift people and show them the beautiful magic that I have and the healings that I have. So that's magic.
All right, so we're going to hail some people right now. We got the Moon Child singer, actress in the building, Tasha Scott. We're going to get into this hot joint. It's called Magic. Beef Stew Radio, you know we only play the hot joints. We live, y'all.
Recently, well, not recently, but you know, it's been out But I always say just keep your life young and fun and stay current. Stay with the flow. It's okay to feel, you know, that old school type of stuff. But, you know what I'm saying, if you want to be in this industry, you got to ride the roller coaster. You got to stay on it. That's why I love a lot of the old school singers that are just staying current today. You know, like Charlie Wilson, man, that man is great. You know what I'm saying? He never misses a beat. So, you know what I'm saying? You just got to keep the roller coaster ride going. So it's just basically, I feel like it's just me having the young heart and the young spirit and the amount of energy that I have. Like, I feel like this right now. Nobody can match my energy right now. Nobody. I don't care how hard you try.
That's how you're supposed to keep it. I ain't mad at you. That's how you're supposed to keep it. Now, you got before I even get into that, what I really want to ask you is, like, as what do you feel, being that, you know, you have been in the game and been around for a little while, learning things and worked with people such as Peabo Bryson and Grace Jones, what you feel is different about the music business now? And if you had the power to change something yourself, what would you change?
The only thing, I'm gonna be open right now and honest right now. I love the way how music is changing, because everything has to change. Nothing stays the same. You know, that's the song. You know, so there's nothing wrong with change. But what I do have a concern about is just how forward music is nowadays. I feel like some things still need to take time for the younger generation to basically be witness and see. But I also understand that if you are a adult in this game, you should be able to be free to be you and do what you want to do. And it's up to the parents to sensitize what their children are watching and listening. It's not our fault that we do it, because, see, we grow and we evolve and we change. So basically, I just feel like some of the music that is out there is a little bit vulgar that I don't feel like the children should be listening to until it's the right time. Not saying that they should, because they're going to grow and evolve. They're going to get married. They're going to have children. They're going to be who they're going to be. That's the only thing that I feel like when we were coming up, the music was out there, but we had no idea really what sexual healing was in between the sheets. You know what I'm saying? We sitting there and we singing, and we just really had no idea. And it was just in my secret garden. You know, I was like, we thinking we was about to go in the garden and pick some apples or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things about the music, but to each its own, and however you want to put it out there. So just basically just a little sensitized for some. Well, let the parents know when and choose what their children should listen to. And I'm pretty sure everybody will say that. And I'm pretty sure everybody will say, oh, wait a minute, what's she talking about? Wait. Well, man, from the fifth floor, I don't care. I'm just going to say how it is. I love y'all. But just a little sensitized on the music. But other than that, let your heart go, let it flow, and just be you and love the music.
That's what's up. Now, you did a song with an artist, Birdo. Am I correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that song and, you know, and how y'all connected.
Well, a friend of a friend hooked us up. It was actually a friend from Toya. It was her brother. He was out of Vegas, and I wanted a rapper on it, and I was trying to, you know, I was trying to go get some big heads, but, you know, I said, you know what, sometimes it's not all about that. It's just about who's talented, who sounds good, and giving people a chance. So we reached out to him, and we actually, you know how you do nowadays. Either you're going to be there in person, or you send all the files. So we sent the files. He laid his verse, came back. I thought it was high, did my shit, put it out, and this what it is. Here we go.
Tell us the name of it.
Excuse me?
Tell us the name of it.
Oh, that one is called Touch Me, Touch Me, Touch Me. That one was Touch Me with Birdo.
All right, so we're going to get into that joint. Right now is definitely fire.
That one is real old school. Well, not old school, but it really, really has that R&B old school feel. And I absolutely love that one, too.
I played in my car, so it's good to me. All right?
That's what's up.
You got Todd Scott featuring Birdo, Touch Me. We're going to get into it. Beast Through Radio. Let's do it.
Like clockwork, I hear a knock, knock, knock on my door. Got on some black lace going short, 'cause it fucks with your head. And if you like what you see, take the walls down with me tonight. 'Cause when you take me down, you be talking that, I'll be talking that right back. And when you work my body, you be going so hard. Got me saying you the best I ever had. Baby, you love.
Check your joints out, because your joints, you got a real solid project, you know what I'm saying? What advice would you give to a young lady out there that's listening right now and that want to follow in your footsteps?
Man, my journey, my footsteps, what I did was, first and foremost, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do. If it's right and it feels good in your heart, go for it. Never let somebody tell you what you can't do. You can do it if you believe in yourself. Let yourself fly. Let yourself grow. Study, study, study the industry. Study, study, study yourself. Show yourself approved. You know, all of that. Just let yourself be you and just fly and go. That's all I can say. Don't stop. Don't stop. Even in your down days, when you feel like giving up, just keep going, because there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Go get it. Go get it. Fly, baby girls. Bye, baby boys.
I get that bad. Now, what, you know, is there anything that we should be looking forward to, you know, in the future from, you know, anything that you got coming, anything that me and you ain't touched up on before we get into this last song, No Time, is there anything that you want the world to know?
basically, I'm just looking for new producers and writers to do a new project. I'm looking for anybody out there that want to see me on their script. I'm looking for scripts. I'm looking for commercials. I'm looking for it all right now. So, you know, right now I'm just kind of like working everything myself. But if anybody want to get on board and see this face back out there and all of that, let's go. Let's make some magic happen.
All right. So how could they get your music? How could they, you know, follow you and everything?
Well, my music is all on all musical and digital outlets. And they can also stream it on Spotify, SoundCloud. They can watch the video of Here We Go on Vivo and YouTube and a whole lot of other my videos and stuff on there that I did back in the day. They can follow me on Twitter at @_R_TashaScott. That's Twitter, Tasha Scott, a.k.a. Tink, at Instagram, Tasha Scott fan page, at Facebook. And if you forget all of that, all you got to do is Google it. Tasha Scott, and everything will pop up. And enjoy yourself.
All right. So now give us the inspiration on the song No Time.
No time came from an inspiration for every female out there that feels like they tired of the bullshit. It can go both ways, male or females. When you're tired of the bullshit, this is basically what you want to say. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the inspiration came from. You know, a little bit of personal, a little bit of watching my children go through things, my adult children, and just girlfriends that I have. And I said, you know what? It's about time that I just tell them, no time for your bullshit. Here you go.
Well, we want to thank you for being on the show. Whenever you're in New York City, Harlem, you got to come up to the TV station. We'd love to get you up there, you know?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
All right, so we're going to thank Ms. Tasha Scott for being in the building. We're going to have all the information on how you get in, how you can get her music, how you can follow her and all that stuff. We're going to have that on the website. So make sure y'all tune into that. But we're going to get into this hot joint. Y'all done heard a bunch of fire tonight. Like I told you, we got a very special guest and a very dope show for y'all. So we're going to get into this joint, No Time by Ms. Tasha Scott. Then we're going to get into some new music. Beats Through Radio, we always play the fire. Let's do it.
Tell me things and they're not the truth. She twerking like, ah, she twerking like, hypnotizing real, ooh, that was she. only want the head like a wave cap. Click for the real, no J-Cat. I'm in and out of state, that's straight facts. But first you gotta sub me, yeah, I say you gotta sub me. If you f*** me, then you lucky. I don't do the lovey-dovey type of thing. You pull your hair, spank your ass, and then I rub it. Pull your legs up in the air like a Uzi, then you bust it. Got a Persian, yeah, she rub me. Got an Asian, yeah, she love me. Got a Italian, yeah, she pay me. Senorita want my baby, getting money like the 80s. Then they all yelling, save me. Switching lanes in that ghost, feel like Patrick Swayze.
Hypnotizing real cool. She twerking like, ooh, she twerking like, ah. She twerking like, hypnotizing real, ooh. She twerking like, ooh, she twerking like, ah. She twerking like, hypnotizing real, ooh. That's what she want, ooh, that's what she want, ah. I know what you want, hypnotizing real, ooh. She want that gangster, ooh, she want that gangster, ah. She want that gangster. That glow up in the rose days. It's a party, that booty sweating on me. Yeah, she dancing with my bitch. I got some chicken in a brick of one of the hoes we trying to get to. Try and throw my party with something soft and some official. When she stomps them heels, that mean attention. Pull that string to the side, make that move, she different. Got that natural, no surgery scars. I be picky, you can hypnotize it. That earth, you can give it. She gon' clap, clap, clap it up. Lap, lap, lap me up. Big booty, back it up. Then peace out, dab me up. In the club, drooling fresh blood. Count Dracula with a bankroll on me. And my squad, we be acting up. She hypnotizing real. She twerking like, ooh. She twerking like, ah. She twerking like, hypnotizing real. She twerking like, ooh. She twerking like, ah. She twerking like, hypnotizing real.
My ego go everywhere I go. again in the game. Moving so flagrant, I swear that niggas be hating. Distracted by women, they never be winning. Dark shades on my face, keep a yoko like lemon. No compensations for fakes. Cutting their heads off of snakes. Tied shoes, I never trip. Told my don't give me no lip. If you knew me, you don't know me. If you lost me, then you own me. If you saw me, you ain't seen me. If you seen me, don't approach me. Lying to themselves. Nick be calling for help. Every day, we lit. My ego won't take no shit. People be doing the most. Get you some class and get out of coach. I wanna win. Pass me the ball. I call other plays like the coach. Same team never switches. Don't bow down, you should pick time. Pay it up. Don't go up, can't come down. Pull me a cup, that's a phone now. I got a big ego. Don't you know I got a big ego? I got a big ego. Baby, have a stroke my ego. I got a big ego. Don't you know I got a big ego? I got a big ego. You should know I got a big ego. 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 Ego.
Nigga, the bag. I was down, I was on my ass. Now my swag out through the roof. Big dog and I'm barking roof. Pull up and I drop the roof. Came up and I got the juice. Big blue busting out these trues. Hitters round me and they gon' shoot. Niggas know they better not test it. I'ma tell Lucas investment. Coming first out the jungle, baby. I'm starving, I'm hungry. I remember riding around them for the transportation. Now I pull up in the foreign, that's another conversation. Got the whole car filled with probation violations. Probably cause I never had nothing. Fresh out the projects, now that bag coming.
Said if they gave me that money, that little nigga gon' fuck it up.
They don't know better, they don't know better.
You know I be in the club.
I'm blowing money.
And all I do is throw that money up. Blow a black, cause he gon' come right back, don't give a fuck. They gave this little nigga tag.
I got a bag.
My first money went on the bag.
I'm blowing tag.
I swear to God, I don't invest. They gave this little nigga tag.
I got a bag.
You know I blow it first and flip.
I'm blowing tag.
I dropped a $100 on my neck.
They gave me.
With my jewel of flex. Same hood, fuck nigga, I'm rapping.
I'm doing me, who the fuck gon' check?
This ain't a movie, fuck nigga, I ain't at it.
Every nigga around me be smart.
I'm legendary and I ain't need my practice.
Mean mother nigga, who gon' say?
Got enough rap to go automatic.
Hardcore nigga, I'm a savage.
Red bone with me, she wanna be kissing.
I'ma play a little bitch, you trippin'.
I don't know why these fuck nigga be dissing.
Fuck nigga, gon' wind up missing.
Swear me down, that why you snitchin'.
I ain't nothing like you, I'm different.
With the cover me and yeah, on the mill ticket.
A lot of niggas ain't see my bitch.
Got a fat booty, girl, give me them digits.
Stop talking, bitch, show me them titties.
Yeah, damn, my first show out of state.
Slip and slide, we on our way.
I'ma hustle, fuck it, when they bought a plane. Said if they gave me that money, that little nigga gon' fuck it up.
They don't know better, they don't know better.
You know I be in the club.
I'm blowing money.
Hello? Why you not answering me? I just need to get my hair done. Please, please.
I love my weed. I love my weed.
Looking cute. the shipment, I be wanting to fight. It was people outside, but the killer wasn't in sight. I ain't know him, but it feel like they done killed my brother. The only person I can think about is his fucking mother. Wasn't raised to be guarded, these niggas shooting each other. Man, my city's fucked up, we supposed to love one another. Try to pull you down, that's what these crab ass niggas do. They wanna see you down, cause when you up, they grab the gun and shoot. Surrounded by some hating ass niggas. They ain't rock with you, see a whole lot of fame, so they just hang with you. Is that how much a bitch could really hate? Killed in his own city, Lil Boosie can relate. Tyrese got the whole city hurting on his head. So you the type of nigga we ain't never gon' forget. Scooter up next, up now, up forever. Gave them pigs when they wanted, fuck it. We kill each other, rest in peace, Lil Scooter. The motherfucking man.
Motherfucking snowman, ice cream man. Oh, it's about to be a cold motherfucking summer, nigga.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Push start. Low key, low key. Fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Can I leave? Right then,
right
then. Fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Can we leave? Big dog. Low key,
big dog.
Fuck it up,
yeah.
Can I leave?
Take off, we gon' pop this.
get away. And we skate off, baby.
Push it by the love of my car, like. Push it by the love of my car. Put my diamonds in like stars, like. Put my diamonds in like stars. Yeah, baby.
Love it when you walk my way. Baby, you a boss, I'ma listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way. We can go far, take trips for your birthday, baby. Love it when you walk that way. Make up listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way. Baby, you're a star now, we can go far, baby.
Hey, don't you hit the door. Girl, you set your star. Got you in my thoughts. Spot you from afar. Sent to at the bar. It's you I could call. No way I could leave. No way I could cheat. It's your birthday, it's your birthday. Millie Rock's 30, yeah, it's 30. Other niggas thirsty, looking thirsty. Ain't even Thursday, I'm rocking her, man.
Love it when you walk my way. Baby, you a boss, I'ma listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way. We can go far, take trips for your birthday, baby. Love it when you walk that way. Baby, you a boss, make up listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way. Baby, you a star now, we can go far.
Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday.
Love it when you walk my way. Baby, you a boss, I'ma listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way. We can go far, take trips for your birthday, baby. Baby, you a boss, make up listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way. Baby, you a star now, we can go far.
Here's another one. Come up. Come up. My disclaimer.
Ooh, baby, this is serious. 'Cause you've been looking since I walked into the room. Yeah, I know that you're curious. Hesitation shows I'm much too much for you. You can try, but please don't waste my time. I know time for silly games. Don't wanna hear no corny lines. So you know I've been down this road before. So before you spit your game, there's some things I must define.
Kill my blood.
Do you still want me when I'm at my mouth? you can try.
Oh, talking about beef stew.